Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring and that's my fine wife, Beth.
On this October 5th, and our Do Not Fear scripture is Matthew 10:31. Do not be afraid.
Yes.
You are worth more than many sparrows.
Wow. Wow. That's a good scripture. On today's call, we're going to talk about seven ways to be perceptive about God's precepts. You know, there's something amazing about unconditional love. Interestingly enough, you can often find a good example in a dog's love.
That's right.
A dog wants to please you. They love you no matter what. Listen to every word you say and never complain. Truthfully, I'm not sure what these musings have to do with maybe the next text. Maybe we should just live to please God. Show our unconditional loyalty without complaining. Because when all is said and done, dogs don't have such a bad life. At least, not in our house.
That's right. And if you spell dog backward, you've got God.
That's
which
it.
Which I don't think is an accident.
Nope, I don't either. But let's move on to today's teaching. Psalm 103:17, Classic Amplified. But the mercy and loving kindness of the Lord are from everlasting to everlasting upon those who reverently and worshipfully fear him. His righteousness is to children's children.
Mm.
Contemporary English version of that scripture, 103:17, says, the Lord is always kind to those who worship him, and he keeps his promises to their descendants.
And that's us.
That's us. Do you want to experience God's kindness to you? Then worship him. Obey his word and his precepts. The New International Version of that scripture, Psalm 103:17, says, but from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear him, and his righteousness with their children's children, with those who keep his covenant and remember to obey his precepts. We find it interesting that 21 of 24 times that the word precepts is used in the King James Version of the Bible. It happens to be in Psalm 119. According to Strong's Concordance, the word for precepts is most often translated as command or commandments. Scripture is simple. We keep God's commandments, his instructions. We longingly worship and fear him, and we seek his presence. Then he will be kind to us and keep his promises to even our children and grandchildren.
Here are seven ways to be perceptive about God's precepts. Number one, we should meditate on his precepts. Psalm 119:15 says, I will meditate on your precepts and have respect to your ways, the paths of life marked out by your law. What does God want us to do with his precepts? In Psalm 119:15, Message Bible, it's even clearer. It says, I will study your teachings and follow your footsteps. Interesting word, footsteps.
Amen.
Number two, we should observe his precepts. Psalm 119:4 in the Classic Amplified says, you have commanded us to keep your precepts that we should observe them diligently. Not just passing by, diligently. As long as we follow God's instructions and seek his presence, we're going to be blessed. In 2 Chronicles 26:5, it says, as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. When we obey God's word, follow his precepts, commands, then we will be rewarded for our obedience and our love for him. Number three, if we long for his precepts, we will enjoy a good life.
I love that.
We should have an insatiable appetite for God's word, always ready to dig in for a nugget on this or that in his word every day. God truly wants us to give us a life worth living.
Amen.
And he says that in the Proverbs. Psalm 119:40, but we're going to be in Psalm 119 today. Psalm 119:40 in the Classic Amplified says, behold, I long for your precepts, and your righteousness gives me renewed life.
Number four, hold fast to his precepts, even in the midst of adversity. Psalm 119, verse 69. 119:69, Classic Amplified. The arrogant and godless have put together a lie against me, but I will keep your precepts with my whole heart. You can't control what other people say, think, or do, but you're in complete control of your own mind, mouth, and destiny.
That's it.
The Message Bible translation of Psalm 119:69 tells us exactly what we should do when we're being lied about, mistreated by others. The word says, "The godless spread lies about me, but I focus my attention on what you are saying."
Hallelujah.
Wow, that's powerful. Our natural reaction is being lied about and mistreated. Well, it's in response to retaliation. When someone has done you wrong, the world says, "Don't get mad, get even." Others say, don't get even, get ahead. But that's not what the Word of God says to do, or even think. We focus on Him and what He's saying. We will forget about them. We must adapt the attitude found in Psalm 119:87, New Living Translation. "They almost finished me off, but I refuse to abandon your commandments."
Mm-mm. Number 5, He will give us a helping hand as we follow His precepts. Have you ever tried to walk down a railroad track balancing yourself on just one track? You can make it usually for a while, but then you're going to inevitably fall. However, if you join hands with someone walking on the other side of the track, you could go for miles because you have a helping hand to balance you.
That's good.
This is a great analogy of the truth of God. He is our helping hand as we obey His instructions. Psalm 119:73, Classic Amplified. "Let your hand be ready to help me, for I have chosen your precepts." Hallelujah.
Amen. Number 6, we'll walk in freedom when we follow His precepts. Psalm 119:45, New Living Translation. "I will walk in freedom, for I have devoted myself to your commandments." We enjoy personal freedom, peace, and prosperity because of our obedience to His precepts and instructions. 2 Corinthians 3:17, New Living Translation. "For the Lord is the Spirit, and wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom."
Hallelujah. Number 7, we will be blessed when we follow God's precepts. Psalm 119:56, Classic Amplified. "This I have had as the gift of your grace and as my reward, that I have kept your precepts, hearing, receiving, loving, and obeying them." When we follow God's precepts, we aren't just blessed on occasion. We create a blessing flow of His joy in our lives. The contemporary English version of Psalm 119:56 says, "You have blessed me because I have always followed your teaching." There is one final thought that we want to leave with you today, and it's in Galatians 6:7. 6:7, Classic Amplified, a little bit of a warning. "Do not be deceived and deluded and misled. God will not allow Himself to be sneered at, scorned, disdained, or mocked by mere pretensions or professions or by His precepts being set aside. He inevitably deludes himself who attempts to delude God. For whatever a man sows, that and that only is what he will reap."
You know, the key phrase we want to share with you in closing is simply this. God will not allow His precepts to be sneered at, scorned, disdained, mocked, or set aside. If you want to live a long, good life, follow His precepts and instructions. Psalm 12:12, Classic Amplified. "But His delight and desire in the law of the Lord, and on His law, the precepts, the instructions, the teachings of God, He habitually meditates, ponders, studies by day and by night."
Hallelujah. Okay. Hallelujah. We hope and pray and believe that you will have a tremendous Thursday today.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Think on these things. Important. Well, until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God.
We love you. We appreciate you. Bye-bye.